Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So it has not been a good start to the season for the Virginia Tech Hokies. Been a decent start for the UVA Hoos. And joining us right now from Who's Talking in the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat, it is Frank Maloney. What's going on, Frank? How are you?
Good to be back here, Adam, and I'm glad you're back in Richmond.
Absolutely. Had a fun trip to Green Bay, to Lambeau. Didn't see a good performance by the Commanders, but we'll talk about them later. We're talking all things college football right now, and we'll start with UVA. And they've got Stanford coming up to Scott Stadium this Saturday for some Saturday night football under the lights and on the ACC network.
7:30 kickoff in Scott Stadium, and the line is 15.5. The last time I looked, I think they're being generous to Stanford. I think Virginia's going to wallop Stanford.
Really?
Well, Stanford has to come all the way across the country, and if you know anything about these, you know, West Coast to East Coast to West Coast type of games, you know, the underdog usually doesn't play very well.
No, they held their own against Boston College and got the win 30-20, and that was their best game they played by far this season. But UVA is trending upwards, and they should have a good crowd, right? Night game, Scott Stadium
should be
your team's
should
2-1.
Should be a better crowd. Should be plenty of students. Maybe some townies will crawl out of their den and show up. Well, you know, one of the problems Virginia's dealing with is there's so many other great things you can go do, and the competition from the wineries and the restaurants and the breweries and all that. You know, everybody should just focus in on supporting the Cavaliers. They'll get their money's worth. This team looks, feels, and demonstrates so far that they're headed in the right direction, and that the money that's been spent was well spent. We're going to find out, because this is really a tune-up game for next week, which will be that Friday night game also in Scott Stadium against the Florida State Seminoles. And, you know, FSU is now number 7 in the AP poll and undefeated and looking dangerous.
Yeah, and I have a few friends that went to FSU that have already bought tickets to that game. I think there's going to be some Seminole fans in the crowd. But Tony Elliott, it kind of feels like he has the team going in the right direction.
This is his moment to make it happen. You know, there were 3 years of just it was drudgery.
Yeah. He should have won the NC State game, but you moved past that. It was not an ACC loss. Still have the entire season in front of you.
Well, absolutely. You'd like to have won that game because you put up
31 points.
Well, you know, 450 yards of offense or whatever it was,
yeah,
and the quarterback was outstanding all day, and then you call what I call a high risk play. Why would you run a 5 foot 9 inch running back into the corner of the end zone and expect him to somehow get open against a 6 foot 5 inch defensive end linebacker, bandit type player? This is the thing I worry about. The offensive coordinator for Virginia is in way over his head. And Des Kitchings, he's a nice guy. I like him. I love to hear him explain play calls and so forth. But I'm going to tell you, when the game is on the line, the guy makes me nervous every time. This week is the tune-up to get ready for Florida State. If they can wallop Stanford, then I think they can get this team ready. We just learned out that Cam Robinson will play this Saturday night, so that gives him a full game to get his legs under him. Cam Robinson, by the way, is a second-team All-ACC linebacker and is the fastest linebacker Virginia has. They need him to play at a high level as they head into the rest of the conference season, because he can make a difference. He can erase mistakes.
Frank Maloney with us here from Who's Talking. Chandler Morris, outside of getting banged up slightly, has had a good start to the season. How do you feel about his weapons on the outside?
I could talk for hours. Trell Harris, his hamstrings are getting healthier, and he's showing a desire to go after and get the ball, kind of the way Malik Washington did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Only Trell is bigger and maybe faster. You did see Malik Washington return the punt for a touchdown for the Dolphins the other night.
Oh, yeah, and Dontavian Wicks destroyed the Commanders. They've got some pros right now playing well.
But these guys are NFL-caliber guys. Cam Ross has got wheels galore. And if somebody would just tell him, you are going to be a superstar, I think there must be some self-doubt there. I don't see him break on the ball as if it's life and death. You know, the great receivers, Art Monk was someone I watched very carefully through his Redskin years. He would break to the ball, and he was going to say, this is my football. This is what Cam Ross can do, because he has wheels like most receivers do not have, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth gear like he does. I like all of them. Cam Courtney showed this past weekend that he wants to be involved, with the offense more. I like all of them. I mean, Jamal Adrien is a player. I think he's got an NFL body. And Lord knows, when they get in the red zone, he's so big that he can block off the defensive back. Just throw it out in front of him. They're going to have to commit a personal foul.
Yeah. Virginia's record 700 yards in the win over the Tribe of William and Mary, 55-16. But you mentioned it earlier. Two games at home, under the lights. They've got to have students and people come to the stadium. It feels like this has been an issue way longer than I've been covering the team.
Well, it's become, unfortunately, more self-apparent because the 12 noon games, they've been killer for Virginia. Virginia students just don't get up that early. You know, they may get up, but they go do something else, like go to breakfast. But, you get penalized when you don't win games. Now that they're winning some games, maybe they won't get any more of these 12 noon kickoffs, and maybe the townies will come back to Scott Stadium. I think the alumni have been fabulous. The west side of the stadium is mostly full. It is a problem. I've talked about this problem for the last few years. The shootings did great harm. I think this team is showing that if they can move on, everybody else should too. They respected those three players. They had a moment of silence, for Lavelle Davis and the other two on Saturday. And I think that's all you can do now. UVA strong, great. They've created scholarship. If you go into the Hardy Football Center, there's three mannequins depicting those three athletes. What more can they possibly do? It's time for everyone to come back to the stadium, come back and support the football program, and I think it's happening. I think Virginia's going to become relevant this year as they keep winning games, and the schedule is ideal for it.
And the schedule is more ideal than it's ever been and maybe ever could be again with how weak it is in conference and at a conference as well. Frank Maloney with us from Who's Talking. When we return, we'll go around the ACC as well as touching on all of the big upcoming college football games on University Drive. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Frank, I'd like to talk some college football with you. Can you meet me at the corner of College Street and University Drive?
Why not?
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, so Frank, let me start with this. I have been apologizing to the fan base of the Miami Hurricanes because I think I got it wrong about Carson Beck. He has stepped up to the occasion. He has been fantastic 3 games into the season. I don't know why Georgia let him go. I guess he took a big bag of money to go to Miami. But he's playing much better than the guy I watched last year at Georgia.
You know, you never know what inspires an athlete. Maybe when they took away the car keys for the Lamborghini, maybe that was motivator right there.
Maybe when his girlfriend dumped him, that was the big motivator.
Well, when he lost his car, she lost her car. you heard about that, right?
Yeah.
They were repoed at the same time.
Yeah. So Miami's got Florida this weekend at home, Hard Rock Stadium.
They're going to beat them by 3 touchdowns.
Really? I was going to say I think it's going to be closer than people are giving.
No, Florida is walking into like a machine gun nest. It's going to be ugly.
Is there another ACC game that you're looking forward to this weekend? Of course, is Stanford, Virginia.
SMU at TCU is a very interesting game.
Yeah, it is.
This is a 4-point line. I hate the fact that it's at noon But the game is on one of the big ones, ESPN.
It's on ESPN, too.
Yeah.
SMU dropped that game to Baylor. They really should have won that game. That was one of the games of the season. Baylor won 48-45. But, like, they can't drop another game anytime soon.
I just think that was the first time that SMU turned around and looked at the stands and read the press clippings. SMU has been so focused for so long now under Lashey, the coach.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time he lost their attention.
So Georgia Tech got the big win over Clemson. They're at home facing Temple.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Haynes King, the ACC Player of the Week quarterback, 314 yards, 211 passing, 103 rushing. Holy cow.
We were at ACC kickoff, and all eyes were on Cade Klubnik, and he was the leader of most conversations there. I think Haynes King felt disrespected, especially after the season he had previously.
Well, you know, it's not like Haynes King hadn't been a story for a while now.
No, he beat FSU last year to start the season.
And you know what?
That was kind of his coming out party.
And it sent them on a downward spiral. This victory against Clemson is a big deal. He drove down the field with very little time. No timeouts to burn, and, you know, they run the field goal unit out there, and they kick a field goal in, what was it, 7 seconds?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. The Cal Golden Bears have gotten off to a 3-0 start to the season.
Sneaking up
on
everybody.
And it's because of Kiwi. Jerron Kiwi, Sagapatuli, all right, he's the new Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah. He's their freshman from Hawaii who has been fantastic. They're 3-0. San Diego State this weekend, and then they get into the ACC schedule, and maybe Cal will be a tough out this year in the ACC.
Listen, they're sneaky good, and nobody's been watching. Now, they got to play this next game. Cal has to play away.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see will they play at the same level. They've scored 96 points so far and given up 32.
Yeah.
Let's see what they do on offense and defense on the road. I'm still watching, obviously, Miami. I think Florida State has a lot to prove after last year.
Now, you saw NC State against Virginia and C.J. Bailey. Are they a team that is going to finish in the top half of the ACC?
Well, yes. I would have to say right now it's pretty obvious. Now, don't they play Duke very soon?
Yep, they do. And at running back, with a name like Hollywood Smothers, you know he's got to be good.
Well, he's actually better than the name. You know what he's got? First off, he's very tough at the point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if there's a sliver of daylight, he is actually gone.
Yeah.
It's the
breakaway speed that's impressive.
The guy
he had a 57-yarder against
UVA. He apparently has never had any injuries because he runs with reckless abandon. So you got to give him credit. They've also got a couple receivers. The backup running back, number four, is surprisingly good. I can't remember his
name. Jaden Scott.
He is actually a terrific backup number two.
So that's my thoughts on the ACC. We can circle back there if you want to. But some big games this weekend. Auburn at Oklahoma. You got Texas Tech at Utah. Going to be some pretty good games in the top 25. Maybe the highlight is number 9, Illinois, at number 19, Indiana.
That was the game I was going to pivot to. We're about to find out if Coach Cignetti has a team again this year, right?
But also, like, I didn't expect Illinois to be good. Did that come out of nowhere?
I think they built that thing from the ground up. That thing has been slowly building, and they've been steadily improving. And I think the Illinois fans have said it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois has a history of having some good teams.
Yeah.
And so this game is a sneaky good game this early in the year, and I bet this thing goes down to the wire.
I think it should be a really good contest. I will pick Indiana to win that one, given the fact that they are at home. Is South Carolina, Missouri going to be a good one?
Is Lenoris Sellers healthy?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Right? You know, if he doesn't play, there's a big drop-off to their number two QB, and Shane Beamer had better figure it out. Now, he's had some time since Sellers got hurt to get enough work for the backup so that he can gain some confidence. But listen, to To have Sellers out of the lineup is a big deal.
Yeah, no, it really is. Did you have any thoughts on the latest rankings that have come out here?
You know, I've been studying them a little bit this afternoon.
Ohio State and Penn State, no question about that. LSU, they won against Clemson. I didn't think they looked amazing.
Right.
Nussmeier's a little bit beat up.
But he's not winning it. It's their defense.
Yeah.
LSU's defense is wicked good.
Yeah, I would probably say, I think Georgia and Oregon right now are the two teams that I've seen that are probably...
And Miami. Those three are far more interesting than the three above them.
Yeah.
Texas is got to get...
Are you worried about Arch Manning?
No, he just needs reps. Listen, this guy in like 5 or 6 games is going to be a different guy.
Yeah.
I know one thing. Anybody that can run like the wind and can pass even a little bit is going to be super deadly.
You know, speaking of quarterback play, John Mateer seems like he's one of the Heisman favorites already at Oklahoma. They're 3-0, and they're at home against Auburn.
Is he being overhyped?
I think he's being underhyped, actually.
You do? I mean,
yeah.
I've heard people talk about him as being the number one quarterback pick in the draft this coming year.
Yeah, I mean, look, around college football, I think you're talking about Carson Beck right now, you're talking about Garrett Nussmeier, and you're talking about John Mateer.
Well, Beck has shown more, in my opinion. But we're going to find out. They're big games coming up. If you look at the AP 25, what's most interesting? Michigan 21, Auburn 22, Missouri 23, Notre Dame 24, and guess who's 25th? Southern Cal? It's a good thing Southern Cal went running to the Big Ten, right?
The thing is,
Notre Dame hasn't won a football game.
No, but they have looked really good, too, against solid. Like, I think Texas A&M's a college football playoff team. I think Miami's a college football playoff team. You lose by a combined 4 points.
Right.
I mean, it's just that's what happens when you schedule it as difficult as they do. They're not afraid to play anybody, especially on national television. They've got Purdue this weekend. And you can watch that on NBC.
Purdue has fallen off the map.
Yeah, they have.
But Purdue 4 or 5 years ago was making noise, and now they're like crickets.
Yeah,
but it's just a thought. I'd like to make a comment about VPI real quick.
The Virginia Tech Hokies. Yes,
the Hokies. I think that the school made a mistake by firing Brent Pry after the third game. I think he should have been given at least till midseason. I don't think they gained anything by...
No, in fact, they lost people because the new transfer portal rules, it's a mass exodus that could happen because you have 30 days to leave. If you had played 4 games, that would not have been the case. I'm with you. I think they should have kept him here until he loses an ACC game. The season's not over until you lose an ACC game. Doesn't matter how bad you are and out of conference.
Right. Listen, Brent Pry had a monstrous task.
That was they let the fan base speak for them. The Boo Birds came out, and it was 8 quarters of ugly football in Blacksburg. But Brent Pry was not the reason. To me, the players aren't good enough. Like how many times are coaches going to fall on the sword when they just don't have good enough talent?
And listen, this is a big deal. This what we're about to talk about. It's the money, honey, and. Unfortunately, as much as we might dislike it, every team that wants to be relevant today in college football, you've got to raise the millions and you've got to spend the millions and you've got to build your roster and you've got to, you know, the kids that you get in the high school ranks, great. But then you've got to go complement them and supplement them as quickly as possible with experienced talent. You got to go get them. Virginia, if you have been watching the TV in these early games. They look better.
Yeah.
They just look better.
I just think the Hokies lost too much NFL talent last year, and they weren't able to replace it.
Listen, the offensive line has been their problem, the running back issue, and the wide receivers turned over.
Yeah.
But I don't blame drones.
But I'm starting with QB1. The accuracy has not been there, and he hasn't been able to run like he has in the past. Franks, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio. We're going to get back into the Commanders and Jaden Daniels' injury when we return on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear the game right here on The Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Joining us right now on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Beltway Football Podcast, it is Mitch Tischler. What's going on, Mitch?
How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Made it home safely from Green Bay. It was great to see you there in the press room checking out the game. And, you know, Mitch, I felt like I deserved to see the team lose when I did a live show from a Packers bar and gave out the Commander's keys to victory in a room filled with Packers fans.
Listen, those Packers fans are amongst the best fan bases in football when you're live at the show or live at the game. But, man, dealing with those fans online afterwards, I never knew there were so many thin-skinned, small folks that lived up in the Midwest up there. But, man, they were real mad about a whole lot of things considering they kicked the tar out of the Commanders on Thursday.
Absolutely. And my biggest frustration was the fact that I didn't think the coaching staff had the boys ready to play. This is the first time I've said that in the Dan Quinn era, which is something I'm happy about. But right from the jump, not good enough offensively and defensively. The 2-3 and outs to start the game just destroyed everything for the Washington offense. And you can't go to hurry up if you can't get a first down. So there's a lot of things they need to clean up before they return home Sunday to take on the Vegas Raiders. Where are you at in terms of should Daniels play or not?
I mean, I trust this medical staff. If they think that he can play, I think he should play. You know, we know the type of competitor that Jaden Daniels is, and he's going to want to be out there. He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and it's going to be incumbent on the coaching staff and medical staff to hold him back if they feel necessary. Now, all that being said, you know, a knee sprain is a very general term for a knee injury. So, you know, that could be anything from a ligament sprain to a bone bruise. You know, who knows exactly what he's dealing with, but if there's no structural damage and there's no, possibility of further injury from what's already ailing him, then he should play. I mean, you know, we saw him play last year through broken ribs, and granted, you know, not all that play was great, but anytime Five's on the field, you're going to have a chance to win, and I think as long as, you know, there's nothing structural in there and he gets, a little bit of time on the practice field this week, he should definitely go.
I'm absolutely on your side here. I want to win football games. Jaden Daniels gives us the best chance to win. How do you respond to those that say, well, it's just the Raiders, it's just week 3, Mariota can win, it's a marathon of a season, we need him at 100% in December? How do you respond to those?
I mean, my response to that is basically if they don't think there's a chance of further injury, then whatever happens on Sunday shouldn't necessarily affect December moving forward. Of course you want him at 100%, you know, when the games matter most. And that's why you've got to trust the folks that are in charge there. And they haven't given us a reason medically yet to question what that staff is putting together and, you know, and what they're doing. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of fatigue maybe or scared.
PTSD from RG3.
Yeah. The PTSD from that is real for a number of fans, but those are two totally different personality quarterbacks and two totally different staffs. And quite frankly, I trust that this staff is going to make the right medical decision for Jaden Daniels come, you know, Sunday at probably 10 or 11 a.m. Because quite frankly, I think we're on pace to have, you know, mostly DNPs this week, does not practice. Maybe a limited practice Thursday and or Friday, but ultimately it's going to come down to him getting a workout Sunday morning before the, you know, before they put the pads on and a test with the medical staff to figure out whether he can go. And, you know, as much as we want to, you know, guess and talk about it between now and then, at the end of the day, I think that's kind of where we're going to be at with this thing. You know, we're not going to have a whole lot of answers before Sunday.
Yeah, I think you're right. And my response to that would be, how does this offense improve without practice time?
You know, I think that the game plan that we saw on Thursday was far too basic and far too passive. I think, you know, for a lot of these NFL teams, when they go into the Thursday night games, they pare down their both offensive and defensive playbooks and try and go with a more basic style. And quite frankly, you know, early on it didn't work, and it more so was the lack of adjustments both offensively and defensively from these staffs to not be able to change things up and try and do things differently. Granted, all the injuries don't help any of that, you know, and I think that goes a long way in terms of you know, what happened on Thursday, them trying to adjust in the moment with the injuries while also trying to figure out what they can do to get an offense rolling. But I think the first step's going to be to get the ball in the hands of Bill Merritt. I think he's a guy that has shown some explosion and ability to put a foot in the ground and cut up field, and I think he's somebody that they're going to have to rely on even more so with the Austin Ekeler injury. But even if Austin was 100%, I want to see him get more touches earlier in the game, get him involved, get him heated up, get him ready to go, and use this offensive line to lean on some folks and tire them out as the game goes on. And, you know, for all the consternation about Brian Robinson, they did a really good job of that with him, and Brian Robinson did a really good job of wearing down defenses as games went on and as the season went on.
Mitch, you're getting me fired up here. I love to hear that that the offense, look, it was basic. It was vanilla. It was Thursday night on the road. You didn't turn the ball over. That was one of their keys, but they weren't able to move the ball. And to get going offensively, though, here's where I disagree. You start with Bill. I think it starts with you have to get Scary Terry going.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Terry has been on a very basic pass tree or receiving tree, you know, so far early in the season. It's a lot of deep shots and curls, deep shots and curls, deep shots and curls. They're not allowed. We haven't seen them allow him to get out, you know, get on those crossers and, you know, beat a corner or safety, you know, with their speed across the field. I think there's a lot of things that they can get going and will start doing more with Terry and Debo lined up on the same side of the field. Pressure those defenses, make them choose which guy they want to go after. But sending Terry on, you know, 10 deep balls and 10 curls a game is not what made Terry the receiver that he was, you know, the past 5 years. And quite frankly, I don't know is necessarily a successful use of him within an offense. Now, as he gets more acclimated, as he gets more time in the offense and, you know, working after missing, obviously, all of training camp, I hope we start seeing that happen a little bit more. But I think it just speaks to the overall creativity of the offense and the need to do a little bit more. And I think that creativity extends to the pass blocking and run game, what they're doing on the offensive line up front as well.
Mitch Tisler with us here from the Beltway Football Podcast. Was there a mistake made this offseason? I gave Adam Peters so much praise, maybe too much praise, for the aggressiveness of trading for Debo Samuel, for bringing in Laremy Tunsil. But now you look back on it, and obviously hindsight's different, but you lose De'Ami Brown, you lose Olamide Zaccheaus, and Terry McLaurin missed all of training camp. Those are basically your top three weapons from the previous season. Was there a mistake made this offseason?
Yeah, the mistake was not getting the Terry deal done when they had an opportunity to, you know, close to the end of the Super Bowl before these other receivers started signing their deals. I don't think letting De'Ami or OZ go are major pitfalls. I think De'Ami got $10 million or something like that. That's way more money than, you know, I want to commit to a number 3/4 receiver, which is ultimately where De'Ami would have slotted in with Noah Brown and Debo, you know, coming back and being here. I don't think that there's a mistake made with the receiving core. I just think Terry missing all that time, I think, you know, the Noah Brown injury hurts you. Ultimately, I think that it's just an offense that's a little bit out of sync right now. And as tough as it is, I don't think it's necessarily something that's going to – I think it's something that this team can overcome and will overcome, and they'll continue to improve, you know, a lot like we saw last year.
Defensively, the biggest thing that frustrated me was the – guys running in motion and then being wide open for 5 to 8 yard passes by Jordan Love. Is that something that they can absolutely clean up from 1 week to another?
Yeah, I mean, Marshawn Lattimore talked about it after the game. They made a small change in the way that they were handling those motion men, and things got better as the game went on. And I think that's something that you'd like to see them, you know, find a little bit earlier earlier on, or maybe be a basic principle tenet of the defense that they do, because clearly trying to stick with those guys and pick the receivers based on where they were running their routes to didn't work on Thursday. Hopefully part of that is the short week to it, but this is with the lack of preseason work that these guys get, both in game and quite frankly during training camp, the first couple of weeks of the season end up being similar to preseason type games. I mean, we're sitting here and the Chiefs are 0-2 right now, right? I think there are other teams that may have other problems or bigger problems than what Washington's showing, other than one bad game against the Packers. But it's also only one bad game because they've only played two. I think this week is a real big opportunity for them to put some of those question marks to rest against a Raiders team that have a couple of real standout players. When you look at Brock Bowers and you look at Max Crosby, but when you look at them as a team, kind of top to bottom, left to right, up and down, across the board, I'm taking much on the Commander's side over that Raiders team. And so, yes, they have game records, but at the same time, I think that Washington should be able to put together a plan to neutralize those guys.
Mitch, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
That's Mitch Tischler from the Beltway Football Podcast. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I just got a tweet from James. It says, really, AWOD? A Tuesday? A no touchdown Tuesday? Come on now. You thought we were getting out of here on a Tuesday without highlighting the best scoring plays from college football and the NFL over the weekend? It's Touchdown Tuesday on The Fan.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National Football League.
Inside the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Strut into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
All right, Stubb, who do you want to highlight to start things off?
I'm going to go to the NFL receiving leaders. Right now there's a four-way tie for first with three. It is two players from last night, actually. Quentin Johnston, Emeka Ogbuka. Rumor Dunze moves to three. That's a surprise.
Dude, Quentin Johnston has been really good to start this season. I actually grabbed him in fantasy late in the draft.
And Rookie of the Year, probably front-runner, Emeka Ogbuka has been looking insane. But I want to highlight, because he got three games this Sunday, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Goff to the end zone! Touchdown, St. Brown! Goff to the end zone, St. Brown! Touchdown! Fourth and goal, fake to Montgomery.
Too easy.
To St. Brown, into the end zone! His third touchdown today, and there he goes!
Right into the leap zone.
Yeah, you thought the Lions were going to fall off after a bad opening week. They got going offensively. Jared Goff, your top passing leader, with six. Tied with him, Lamar Jackson, who's got six as well. Rodgers, Herbert, and now Baker Mayfield all have five. And Herbert has been, I mean, good enough that he is going to be in MVP conversations if it continues. I mean, that's exactly what you wanted to see from John Harbaugh's guy. I mean, we talked about it in the offseason that if he does not perform this year, if you're Harbaugh, you might have to look into drafting a quarterback. But 2 weeks into the season, he's been one of the best, most accurate quarterbacks. His deep balls have been terrific as well. Here is Justin Herbert finding Quentin Johnston Monday Night Football, 60 yards to the house.
Talks about Mac almost with awe. Herbert launches downfield. It's Hudson in stride. Touchdown, Chargers.
Couple quarterbacks to the top of the rushing leaders, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, James Cook, and Javonte Williams all have three. In college football, it is Taylor Green at Arkansas leading the way with his 11. I've been following Western Kentucky's quarterback, because I love his name, Maverick McEvoy has 10, and then Baron Morton at Texas Tech has 11. But the story that my friends were talking about all weekend was the Kansas quarterback, Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels has 9 touchdowns. Eli Holstein, who's back for another year at Pitt, has 9 as well. Man, was that a good one in the backyard brawl between West Virginia and Pitt. That was a ton of fun over the weekend. Is there a college receiver you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, Chris Basil, second in a loss, got 3 receiving touchdowns for Tennessee in that game against Georgia. I mean, that's a tough team to get 3 against, and they were deep balls, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Here on a Touchdown Tuesday.
And streaking downfield is Basil, who makes the catch and runs to the end zone. Flag down. We'll see if it stands. He beat Ellis Robinson for 72. First down play fake. End zone. Touchdown. Perfect strike. Chris Brazel. Balls. 3 for 3.
Those were all of the best scoring plays from the weekend that was college football and the National Football League here on a Touchdown Tuesday. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.